The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jimmy Butler shot down Giannis and the Bucks. Jamal Murray is on fire, but we start with CP3 and the Thunder. It looked like they were going home until Chris Paul took over in the final stretches of the game. Jalen, what do you think about CP3's performance last night?
One word to describe CP3 and his performance, not only in last night's game, but throughout his Hall of Fame career: champion. He's the exact embodiment of a player, along with Jimmy Butler, of why I hate stats. Because so many people don't watch the games and look down at the stat sheet, and he's not always over 25 points, or he's not always over 15 assists. He doesn't give you these arcade numbers all of the time. So it's easy to diminish his career by saying, oh, he hasn't won a championship yet. Now, there has been some times where he's flamed out in the playoffs, and his squads in particular made some turnovers late in games. But constantly, he's found ways to be not only clutch. I remember that game winner against the San Antonio Spurs, but also spiteful. Anytime you get traded from a squad, Jacoby, not only do you want to do well and outplay expectations like OKC did this year, but you want to knock them out of the playoffs. You want to knock them out of the playoffs. And they go into game 7 against a Rockets team that traded him for Russell Westbrook, who he outplayed in that game. I know he's feeling real good about himself. He's going to feel great if he's able to eliminate the Houston Rockets.
Spiteful is the right word. After the game, he just said, clutch moments, some people aren't built for this. And if you pull up the clip of who he's staring down in the waning seconds of that game, shooting free throws, he's looking right at James Harden. And when he says that some people aren't built for this, that's exactly who he is talking about. What is Chris Paul saying to James Harden with his eyes in this moment?
Well, the star player that's an MVP candidate doesn't want you on the team. You could be traded. And that's what happened to CP3. He knows that. It don't matter what James ever says to him in person. He knows behind the scenes James didn't want him there, and they got him up out of there. But how about the front office? You look down at your squad and like, wait a minute. We traded what to get Russ? Okay, got it. You can't lose to the Thunder in the first round. If you do, that's going to cost Mike D'Antoni his job.
Oh, it's not just Mike D'Antoni. Like, you're rich, so you've never felt this way, but I know people watching this have felt this way. When you're at the blackjack table and you put a little too much in front of you than you feel comfortable with, and then you kind of get like a 10, so you end up just putting way too much in the table in front of you. That's exactly how Daryl Morey is going to feel when he watches Game 7. There's so much out there. Now, a lot of people are critical of Russell Westbrook for his play down the stretch, but I want to show you James Harden down the stretch. Everyone's saying Russell Westbrook shouldn't have the ball. Russell Westbrook shouldn't have the ball. But watch James Harden on these plays. It just feels like he doesn't come and get the ball. You know what I mean? Like, he needs to be more aggressive. He needs to be involved. Look at him hanging out around half court. Jalen, do you think this is more on Westbrook or on Harden that he doesn't have the ball in these waning moments?
David Jacoby, this is why it frustrates me sometimes when people think the best player has to either be the go-to guy in a lot all situations and or the leader. That ain't necessarily the case in a team dynamic. There are people in the Hall of Fame that all of a sudden the game got tight, easier to deny them the ball. All of a sudden you can't get open. I've been talking about James doing this for years. When he does not have the ball, he just disengages himself. He allowed himself to act like he was being denied at the top of the floor. It's almost like, y'all ain't giving me the ball. Y'all go ahead. I'm going to watch the results. Mm. And so I don't anticipate him doing that again, because he understands game 7, as much as it's going to cost Mike D'Antoni his job if they don't win, it's going to continue to perpetuate something that he does not want as a great player. Is that not only can he not get it done in the biggest moments, but when they lose, it's ugly. I remember the Lil B curse when he had double-digit turnovers. I remember them losing to the Spurs, and they didn't shoot and didn't score. I remember them missing 27 straight threes. When you play this feast or famine style, this home run or strikeout style, it looks ugly most times when you lose, and that's going to fall on James Harden if they don't get it done.
Home run or strikeout style is a great way to put it, because we loved game six. Let's not forget game five. The Rockets absolutely waxed the Thunder, and who knows what's going to happen in game seven. There's so much on the line, so many storylines, so much drama, so much petty. Like Chris Paul said, some people are built for it, some people aren't, and we will find out in game seven. But we also had a game one last night. Jimmy Butler was built for it, as Chris Paul says. Down the stretch, Jimmy Butler just kept hitting shot after shot, hitting threes. He's not necessarily a three-point shooter, and he took over and won this game for the Heat. But it was Giannis Antetokounmpo's play that left everyone sort of wondering what was going on. What was going on with the MVP?
A couple of things that were going on in yesterday's game. Close your eyes with me. I want to hypnotize the audience for a second. Everything I said about Chris Paul, it applies to Jimmy Butler. Just think about it. Every time they lose somewhere, every time they leave somewhere, it's because they're abrasive, or they rub people the wrong way, or they're too tough on their teammates. And then now all of a sudden, when they go to situations when the expectation isn't so very high like it was when you joined Karl Anthony Towns in Minnesota, or it wasn't so very high like when you were Lob City at the Clippers. Now all of a sudden, people have to pay attention to the Heat and pay attention to the Thunder. It's like, wait a minute. These guys are willing their squads to victory. That's his playoff career high. And for those that have been watching the NBA all year, Jimmy Butler has not been an accurate three-point shooter. He has not been a high-volume scorer. He's playing playoff basketball. He's playing exactly different than he did during the regular season. I appreciate that about him on both ends of the floor. That's why they're at 1-0 versus the Bucks. Yeah, Chris Middleton has been an all-star playing alongside Giannis, but Jimmy Butler is an all-star regardless. And that was the difference in that game besides Giannis struggling.
Giannis had 18 points and 10 rebounds. A great stat line, but not necessarily a great stat line for him. He made 4 free throws, however, missed 8. What was up with Giannis last night?
His confidence is shot, Jacoby. You normally don't see, even if it's a poor shooter, you know what you rarely see them do? Shoot air balls. The one thing you rarely see a poor shooter do is shoot air balls. There's a sticker on the left side of the NBA hoop. It's the logo Jerry West. And when somebody shoots a brick, since he's not wearing a helmet, I say that's going to give the logo a concussion. So I see a lot of people give the logo concussions, but I don't see a lot of air balls from the free throw line at that. That lets you know that it's in his head. And for the Miami Heat, they pick a team based on its toughness, then its skill, while other teams do it in reverse. And the Milwaukee Bucks can't allow themselves to be bullied by the Miami Heat plus outskilled, or they will not win this series.
Now, you know I picked the Heat to beat the Bucks in this series over a month ago. And one thing I want to point out to fans that watch this game, what hat is that you're wearing? Duncan
Michigan
Robinson.
Wolverine.
Duncan Robinson hit one shot last night, and the Miami Heat won. Again, Duncan Robinson hit one shot last night, and the Miami Heat won. And you mentioned Giannis lost his confidence. Well, he seemed a little testy after the game when he was asked about why he didn't switch on to Jimmy Butler down the stretch. Let's listen to the MVP.
Did you ask Bud to take Jimmy late?
To guard him?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Why would you ask that?
Is that something you want to do going forward?
No, I'll do whatever coach tells me to do.
Jalen, what do you think about the defensive player of the year not asking to switch on to Jimmy Butler down the stretch?
It don't matter what happened in game one. You will see times going forward that he's guarding him. Period. That's just what it has to be, especially when you have Lopez inside that can block shots. But that reminded me of one of my favorite movies, Jacoby, Dead Presidents. And Chris Tucker's character was a gentleman named Skippy. And Giannis was sitting at the podium like, wait a minute, I lead the team in all these statistical categories. and you asking me to do something else? You're asking me to do more? And so that's what Skippy said in the movie. Basically, if I could be where everybody wanted me to be, when everybody wanted me to be there, I would be confused. That was Giannis at the podium.
We celebrated CP3 taking the Thunder to victory. Jimmy Butler doing the same. Let's not forget, on Saturday,
Champions.
Jamal Murray was absolutely on fire. He put up 50
My God.
To extend the Denver Nuggets season once again against the Jazz, forcing a game seven. What did you see from Murray on Saturday?
Jacoby, I need you to give me some therapy. I'm going to ask you a question and allow your great basketball intellect on and off wax of what we've been saying about the Denver Nuggets the last 2 years happening right in front of our eyes. We've seen the Joker play all NBA. But when we watching these games and so 10, 11 people getting minutes, 9 and 10 people shooting 5 or more shots, what do I be saying about the Nuggets?
Got to shorten the rotation. There's too many people. I'm seeing too many last names in and out of the game. But here's what's happened. You remember last year? It was the Joker. It was the Joker season. The Nuggets went as far as he would take them. Now, he's sort of taking a backseat to Murray, and it's working out for them right now. But, Jalen, one thing I want to play for you, which is extremely important, is after Murray's 50-point performance, he had to do an interview immediately. And he was tired not just from playing the basketball game, but from much more. Let's listen to him.
It shoots me a lot. And in life, you find things that hold value to you and things to fight for. And we found something worth fighting for. And I usually choose as a symbol to me to keep fighting all around the world. Because it's not just in America, it happens everywhere. It's not gonna take one night. And we've been trying to fight for 400 years, but these shoes give me life. Even though these people are gone, they give me life, they help me find strength to keep fighting this world. That's what I'm keep doing.
Jalen, take us behind the curtain. What does it feel like to perform like that on the court and then immediately have to speak about everything that's going on off the court?
So you know how much I love Jamal Murray. And it just so happened that he's a really good basketball player. And that highlighted it right there, Jacoby, because I want our non-colored counterparts to understand something. Every day we roll out of bed, we need to compartmentalize social and systemic racism in order to just function that day. And so I appreciate and applaud him enlightening the audience and bringing awareness to George Floyd, being murdered by officers after somebody put a knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Breonna Taylor, she was in the bed sleep, Jacoby. Tamir Rice was playing with a toy gun at the park at 12 years old. And so these circumstances unfortunately continue to happen. But as Black people, we must realize that we're not going to change it overnight. And like I keep saying, it's field position. It's field position. That's all this is about. We're going to get one or two first downs and punt. We're going to get three or four first downs and punt, but we're not going to be discouraged.
It is time for News That Matters. After the Lakers beat the Blazers in the first round, they celebrated. Did they go to the nightclub? No. Did they go to a fancy restaurant? No. According to this tweet from Laker reporter Marissa Rowland, they had a pizza party, Jalen. What do you think about a pizza party in the bubble?
After watching The Last Dance, you better double check who's delivering that pizza. Oh, wait.
Yes.
It's the GOAT. MJ.
It's Michael Jordan.
Delivering the pizza. I wonder if
what are those females
like
doing there?
His.
That's a violation. That is a bubble violation. What are those females doing there? Jalen, the Celtics have the Raptors number, and I don't know if you can count on Alvin Kamara's fantasy numbers. We will tell you why right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Got to give the people. Thanks for checking us out on TV, but don't forget to subscribe and listen to our podcast. We always have exclusive content on the podcast. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It's Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! If Wu-Tang!
You want to discuss the topics that hit the Bronx breaks. If not, we'll keep it moving. Jalen, the Raptors just can't beat the Celtics.
Hit the break.
Keep it moving or hit the break. The Raptors are 11-0 against all other teams in the bubble, but 0-2 against the Celtics, who just have their number. What is it about the Celtics that stumbles the Raptors?
Round two in the East is about matchups, and the Celtic team matches up really well with the Raptors, who play a lot of miscellaneous lineups and rely heavily on Pascal Siakam, who struggled in the first game with foul trouble. It's important for he and Fred VanVleet to be not only productive players, but efficient players in order for them to beat these Boston Celtics, who are currently playing without Gordon Hayward, especially if you're not going to slow down Tatum, who's been terrific so far in the bubble.
Jalen, I have some extremely important information for your fantasy football draft. Hit Keep moving or hit the brakes?
The brakes.
Like most of us, Alvin Kamara has decided that he's going to work from home during the Saints training camp, apparently because of a contract dispute. What do you think?
Well, I think he looks around and say, okay, Drew Brees makes this. Michael Thomas makes that. And I'm in the final year of my deal making $2 million. Oh, I need a raise. And I play running back. Oh, I need a raise. This you should be able to see this coming a mile away. Same with Dalvin Cook. It's going to be interesting to see how those situations play out.
I hope that they'll both be on the field, or neither of them will be on my fantasy team. Moving on, Nick Saban played his part in the fight against social injustice. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes on this.
Nick Saban led some of his Alabama athletes on a march across campus. What do you think of this motion by Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide?
I love the fact that Nick Saban, like many people in power, seem to be softening their stance and realizing that people protesting is not anti-American. That visual was of a coach leading his team. But the next step is for them to be locked in step together. That's the visual that I would love to see. Not him leading them, but they're working together.
Interesting detail for you to point out. I appreciate that perspective from you, Jalen. I also want to point out that this march was to a building in which two African-Americans were blocked from entering back in 68. So it did have some geographical significance as well. Moving on. Taco Fall is picking up a new habit in the bubble. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I know you love silly topics, and your smile on your face makes me hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this. His teammates and his cantor, Jaylen Brown, are giving Taco Fall a little swimming lesson in the pool. Jaylen, Taco Fall, better or worse swimmer than you?
You can dance in the water and not get wet. I'm a better swimmer than him because I know how to doggy paddle. I can get front, back, side to side. Now, I can't do any treading at all.
I've been in many pools with you, and I've yet to really see you swim. You're kind of like a shallow end cat. You like to be in the pool. You're comfortable. You get in and out. You get heated up, cool off. But you got a little drink in your hand the whole time. I've never really seen you in the deep end. Never really seen that. Never seen you jump in. You know, I feel like you can do it if your life depended on it, but you're not really out there, you know, Michael Phelpsing when you're at the pool.
Oh, no, dog. When I was trying to learn to swim when I was young, between in my uncle's backyard, rest in peace, Uncle P, and realizing what some of those individuals were doing inside of the water, in the backyard pools, during the bookmobiles, or at Belle Isle, and some of these guys were my friends, and I knew that they were doing nasty things like peeing and doodling on themselves while they were in the water, I was like, I'm good. I am not trying to open my eyes in that water. And that's where it started.
Everybody pees in the pool. Nobody doodles in the pool. When we come back, we will celebrate the life of John Thompson. Stay tuned. It's Jalen and Jacoby.
Remember to request your absentee ballot. For more information, visit IamAVoter.com.
Two huge games on Wednesday night, starting with the countdown at 6, and then we have 6:30. Miami Heat against the Bucks, game two. And then in the nightcap, the two best words in sports, game seven between Chris Paul and the Rockets, the team that traded him. Tune into that starting at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is now time for a new segment that we're calling Messages of the Move. Every day we are going to just shine a light on some of the different messages that appear on the backs of NBA jerseys in the bubble. The first one we have is Say Her Name. What is the significance of that to you?
Extremely significant. And you know by how I put items on the wall in the studio, you see Harriet Tubman over my shoulder, still waiting for the $20 bills to get in circulation. How about Rosa Parks, the great civil justice warrior that she was, Fannie Lou Hamer. And as you graduate to 2020, the NBA players are acknowledging Breonna Taylor, who was murdered by police officers who entered her apartment during a no-knock warrant during the middle of the night. And the person that they were allegedly looking for actually got arrested by officers on a different side of town. The officers in that case, Jacoby, were also involved in a no-knock situation that went wrong a couple of years prior. And the officers and law enforcement officials still have not punished the officers that were involved with murdering Breonna Taylor. So when you enjoy NBA basketball, make sure you say her name.
Jalen, basketball lost a legend. John Thompson, head coach of the Georgetown Hoyas, has passed away. What does he mean to you?
Unapologetic black man wearing a towel over his shoulder like I carry a bat over mine. Was well-dressed, well-spoken. As a large man, sometimes you walk into offices in corporate America, and usually the people who don't look like you that run the companies don't give a larger man an opportunity like John Thompson has. Just the optics, for whatever reasons, seemed to work against larger black men in getting great prominent jobs. And he was a leader, a father figure, and he will be missed.
We will be back tomorrow. Right now, it is time for Dan Le Batard and Highly Questionable. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. You got to give the people, give people what they want. We always say to give people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. Jalen, couple things I want to discuss with you. Number one, LeBron James said every day he thinks about leaving the bubble. Now, I understand that. And I also don't judge by people what they think about, judge them by what they do. But what do you think he means by every day he thinks about leaving the bubble?
That's gracious. I thought he was going to say every moment, because I would.
I know.
Straight up. Like,
and after you fished and you swam in the pool and you played the games and you went on the rides, like, you exhausted that like 2 weeks in. Like, this is nothing to do.
Ask anybody that's dealt with the quarantine situation over the last 4 months. Are you ready to be able to go about your normal life? The answer will be yes. Except science has dictated to us that is not safe to do, especially since 180,000 Americans have lost their lives due to being infected by coronavirus.
Well, I also want to say this is, there's a story that is way too hot for TV. So don't get us fired. But when I saw this, I had to read this like three times because I didn't believe it. There's a woman who had some suspicions that her husband was cheating on her. And one day she came home. She walked in and she saw her husband having sex with his mother on their couch. And she always suspected that that was going on. Woman by the name of Cheryl Lavoie, 63, and her son Tony Lavoie, 43, confessed of having sexual relations with each other in their home on May 20th, according to authorities. Tony allegedly told cops, quote, "It just happened," and insisted it was the first time he had sex with his mom. I don't even know what to say. What do you think of this?
Well, first and foremost, that's disgusting.
Abusive.
It's abusive. It's sad in a lot of ways. If I want to take the mother's angle first, You know, it's just a failure to be a leader, and it's irresponsible.
These people need therapy. They need help. Like they, people always say, like, I hope they get the help they need. These
therapy.
People need help.
They need more than help. They need and help. You know what they don't need? Each other. They don't need each other. Not right now.
No, no. And I also want to put my mind and my body in the shoes of the female that walks in. Like, imagine your husband. It's like, you have to live the rest of your life saying, oh, like, why'd you get divorced? What happened? You have to be like, well, I walked in on my husband having sex with his mom. Like, what is going through you? That's like, that's your mother-in-law and your husband. This is wild. That's too much. I don't even feel comfortable talking about it. Can we move on?
Yeah, there's no jokes with that one.
Can we move on? I got something I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Lu Dort. Game 5, right? They got waxed. Lu Dort missed like 9 threes, wide open threes in the corner. The Rockets are basically like, oh, you can't shoot, so we'll just leave you wide open, open practice shots. And Lu Dort didn't play great yesterday, but he hit 2 huge threes back-to-back. I think it was like 2 threes in 3 possessions from the corner. And I love this young man's game so much. Why do I love Lu Dort so much?
You love Lu Dort because certain teams have to initiate in player development. And that's one of the things I liked about this year's bubble, is that it didn't give people a chance to ring count but celebrate the game. So you appreciate now Phoenix and Devin Booker and what their future may look like. Everybody's already excited about Zion and their potential. Don't sleep on Jeff Van Gundy being a part of that coaching search. The excitement of the Nets with KD returning next year with Kyrie, like all of these amazing storylines continue to happen, and it's not only worried about the end, worried about the champion. And I'm glad you brought up Dort, because when you're not a lottery pick and you're not a large market, you have to develop players. Look at how the Miami Heat do. Nate McMillan was doing it in Indiana. Same with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And those players hopefully nurture from within and become guys that you can use in your rotation. And so when he shows you he can play defense, kind of like Robertson did, he showed him he can play defense.
Oh, he can
play
defense.
But you just can't get minutes if you never make a shot. And so for a young player to go 0-for-9 like he did in the previous game, but still, A, you put him in the game, and B, have confidence in him to take those shots, it does something not only for him, but clearly it does something for the team.
It really does. I love Dort so much. He does a lot of things that'd be annoying if he was covering me. Like, I just don't want him covering me. He's just in your body, moving around, arms everywhere. He's a great defender, and he's going to knock down those shots. I'm big shout to Lu Dort. Now, there's something that you said that we didn't have time for on the TV show that was really important. Sometimes you just cut right through all the BS and all the different story angles when it comes to a game and just say something that makes a lot of sense. You said the Bucks pay people to play guard. That's what you said when we were talking about the show. You're like, the Bucks pay people to play guard. And I'm looking at DiVincenzo, Connaughton, Hill, Matthews. Did you hear their names a lot yesterday?
No, I'm hearing a lot of people talking about what Giannis didn't do, and rightfully so. You can't have a great player shooting air balls. Just so you know, when your best player is shooting air balls, it's like us going to a street fight and you're the bully, and their smallest guy jumps up, punches you, and knocks you down. That's what happens when your best player is shooting air balls. It deflates the rest of the roster. Trust me. They won't say it. I'll say it. Unless they're on fire, it makes everybody else a little more gun-shy. That's just how know this. You played a lot of ball, Jacoby. And
it makes
I don't
sense.
Care if you're at the park. Yeah, I don't care if you're in the backyard. If there are stakes, okay, and certain guys are shooting bricks and air balls, those misses stand out.
So our best player on my rec team always shows up late and doesn't warm up and misses all of his shots. I'm like, bro, we got to start lying to you about the start time. We're going to start lying to you about the start time because you're our leader. You're our leading scorer, man. We need you. But when he's hitting shots, everything feels great. We get a little lead, get some energy. You can't be showing up 5 minutes into the game, throwing your shoes on real quick and then checking yourself in. Come on, Rom. Also, I want to say this. We have two game sevens in the first round. Because because you get lost in the sauce. You're watching second round matchups. There are some sweeps. Like, it kind of gets crazy. We have two game sevens in the first round with one. I would say that Mitchell Murray is the best back and forth scoring in the fourth quarter that I've seen in my life. The best between two individuals. The shot making and the scoring between those two at the end of the game is probably the best I've seen in my life. I'm not kidding. Over and over again.
And that's not a guess. That's a statistical fact based on the numbers that they put up. The 40-point games, the 50-point games, in a three-game span, no duo from opposing teams has put up more points. So what you said
is a fact. They averaged 72.7 points a game. That's over. That's like 36.35 points a game each. It is wild. I love the shot. I told you.
What the secret sauce, I'm trying to tell y'all. No fans. Telling you, dog. No fans.
Oh no, see, I disagree. I know what the secret sauce is, Jay. You're wrong. Let me tell you what the secret sauce is. Is we've seen on video Jamal Murray score. We've also seen on video Jamal Murray score off the court. And I'll leave it at that. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done.